I'm joined by the Guardian's Abdul Rahman Hussain, who's in Port Said outside the governor's office. Abdul, there's some sort of a protest there?
Yes, there's a large protest taking place by residents of Port Said. They're coming out today insisting that they're not culpable for the violence that occurred in the football match yesterday. They insist that it was a premeditated attack by infiltrators who acted within a security vacuum. There are chants of, this is the truth, Port Said is innocent. They insist that they were trying to defend the Ahli fans yesterday who were being attacked. And so they're coming out today to make a statement against the security at the gate yesterday.
The governor has resigned. How did that go down?
I don't think that's kind of stated the demonstrators here. I think they want to make a very clear statement to everybody in the country that they are totally, they condemn completely what happened at the stadium yesterday.
When they talk about infiltrators, who do they mean?
Well, there's a theories about that, but they insist that they were hired, possibly hired by remnants of the former regime, who usually get blamed for a lot of acts of violence here. And although some have said that actually the people in the stadium, many of them were not even from Port Said, they weren't residents of the town, but others say they were, but they were people with criminal records and such who were hired to do this.
What's the evidence for that?
There isn't really any evidence. The only evidence that, or the only conjecture that kind of like highlights these sort of things is that the gates between the stands, usually there's gates that separate the stands from the pitch itself, and these gates happened to be open at the game last night, and that's what allowed the fans to storm the pitch. And so, in addition to that, the exits for the stands where the Ahli supporters were staying were closed off on the other side, so that's why they couldn't get out. And so if there's any kind of like this, any red herring in this case, it's got to do with like how were the gates open onto the pitch and how were the exits closed.
Do you know how the investigation's going? We've heard that more than 50 people have been arrested. Do you know any more?
What I do know is that the parliament is convened for a special session, and they've called in the Minister of Interior to answer questions about what happened at the security lab. There was supposed to be a full investigation. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces released a statement yesterday promising a full across-the-board investigation of events, and they promised to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Have you had a chance to get into the stadium?
Yes, I was there. I was there a few minutes ago. There aren't that many people there, that most of the people are congregated in front of the governor's office. But there are some fans outside the stadium, and they basically have the same line. They insist. I met one fan who was injured, and he said he was injured as he was trying to defend Ahli supporters. Another interesting thing that happened last night was after the referee blew the final whistle, the lights in the stadium cut off, which is adding to this in a sense of intrigue about the whole situation.
Just sum up the mood in the city.
Well, at the moment now, people are praying the afternoon prayers, so that's what you won't hear. They were chanting right before that. They're very angry. They insist that this was premeditated, that this was that the security lapse was purposeful, and they want to make that very clear.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.